Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one. Praise God for this day. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you would join me with that and rejoice. We have every right and every reason to rejoice in the Lord in spite of what we see is happening on this earth at this time. God is not surprised about what's happening on the earth, and neither should you and I. That's right. You shouldn't be surprised because God really, or better yet, God inspired holy men to write the Bible, and things is going according to what is written. But as I say all the time, we are not hopeless and helpless people. God always made a way and escape for his people. Better yet, those that choose to believe, those choose to trust and commit their life to God. God have always made a way. I don't know about you, but I am so glad that Jesus came. I'm so glad that he was the sin bearer. He bare my sins and yours and everybody else. It's not one person on this earth that don't have a right to salvation. They have a right to salvation because Jesus made it possible. If you don't know that, it's based upon the lack of knowledge that you have. But I am so glad that Jesus came and he did what was needed to be done so I could return back to the Father. We all came from God, and God wants us to come back as an act of our free will. This is the Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I am so glad you tuned into the broadcast today. I send a shout out to Apostle Armstrong. We continue to pray for him and pray for his ride, for strength, and, you know, for total restoration in her body. You know, the psalmist said, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I would have been consumed by my enemy. And I'm going to tell you something, if it wasn't for God, y'all, I'm telling you, if I can say that, I read that, if it had not been for the Lord that on my side, I would have been consumed by my enemy. Well, I done lived long enough and walked with the Lord long enough to know I too, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have been consumed by the enemy. And I'm just so grateful that God loved us so much. And I'm going, you know, we're going to talk about the love of God a little bit today. We started Monday, and we're going to continue. We was in Romans, the first chapter, and we got into the will, you know, that the will of God, but we also talk about the will of mankind. And a lot of people don't realize that you have a will. And we talked a little bit about that. I wanted to go back and really work on that, but God taken me another way. But it's still in the same arena, talking about the will of man. We talked about a reprobated mind that, according to Romans the first chapter, and I can read a little bit of it. In Romans the first chapter, it tells us in the 18th verse, it said, "For the wrath of God is revealed." I'm reading from the King James Version. It's revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Hold the truth. And listen, in that next verse, the 19th verse, it's because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God have shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him, to my God, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and his Godhead. They are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and the foolish heart was dark, and professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So there too, again, as we stated, and we went on, but like I said, we want to continue to talk about the will of God. You know, we need to know that God, and this what really blessed me about it all, when it come down to the things of God, because I don't, like I said, I don't know about you, but God created us. We are free moral agent. God gave you a will, just like he gave me a will. And I can choose to submit to the will of God. As I stated, God created us a free moral agent. He is, and listen, guess what? Guess who in charge of your will? You are. You and I is in complete charge of our will. We can will to serve God or not serve God. And I had to, when I came into that knowledge, the revelation of that, it really changed how I view God and the way I live. Because I always view, yeah, God is sovereign, but I was missing a link, and the link was that God created me with a will. I didn't realize that I had a will, and I thought that God was in charge of my will. Come on, somebody. But when I came into the knowledge and the revelation of that, I found out that God is not in charge of my will, that I was in charge of my will. Yeah, yeah. In my notes, I got it. God created him a free moral agent. He is in complete charge of his willfulness, either to follow God or not follow God, to live peacefully or not live peacefully. God had permitted him to, he talking about him, he talking about us. God had permitted us to have this tremendous force, will to do whatever. And I'm telling you, when you need to realize, Satan is not in charge of your will. If he is, it because you will. Yes, you gave your will over. You allow him to do it. Same way with God. And that changed my whole view about God and view about some of the things was happening in my life, some of the decision I made. Because I was just being passive, you know. With God, if God will to save me, he'll save me when he get ready. And the Bible said, now is the day of salvation. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Let me go on and pray, because I done jumped right into the word. Father, we just want to say thank you again for this day. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you, God, for enlightenment and understanding today. We thank you for the Holy Spirit being released over the airway. He is the revelator, and we thank you. We expecting the Holy Spirit to bring not only knowledge but bring understanding. We give you praise. We give you honor. I thank you and I praise you for it now in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, the Bible said in Hosea 4:6 that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, according to the Bible, those that are the people that are not saved, they've been blind by the devil, the god of this world, who is Satan. But the thing about it, I want you to know, you have a will. You have a will. You have a will. And I'm telling you, you people, a man, boy, girl, without God and without the Bible and without the Spirit of God, they operate in a reprobated mind. And this is what people got to realize. And it even tells you, because they don't want to maintain God in their mind, he gave them over to do what they want to do. God is not going to force you to live right. God ain't going to force you to come to him. And see, that's the thing. That's the thing about that free will. And see, a lot of people feel like if you know, I can, by not serving God, again, saved, I'm free to do what I want to do. And the enemy have people to believe if you serving God or you saved, you a slave. Listen, you really are a slave when you don't come to the Lord. You are a slave when you choose not to serve God. You are a slave when you choose not to let God come in your life. You see, sinners don't realize they are a slave to sin. You worse off without God. You better off with God. Ah, that's a good word right there. And when people reject God, he allowed them to live as they choose. Listen. When you choose not to serve God, hear me good, And like I said, that's your choice. It's an act of your will. Just like, listen, God have a will, Jesus have a will, the Holy Spirit have a will. You need to know this. Do you not know that angels have will? Do you not know demons have a will? Satan have a will? Satan choose to rebel against God. That was an act of his will. What demons choose to get with Satan, to rebel against God. Y'all, I'm telling you, our will, and I had to learn, your will is one of the strongest force that God gave humanity. Our will is the strongest force in us. God gave us a will. And I'm telling you, this thing really been just was laying in my spirit to let people know that, because just like I was ignorant, a lot of people is ignorant. Why God letting this happen? They're blaming everything on God because of ignorance, lack of knowledge. You don't realize that. But I'm gonna be in this arena. But I want you to, if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to Matthew, the 8th chapter, and this really blessed me, because if you was to go to St. John 3:6, it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," and as I was meditating. And before, you know, I came on air, God, this here became, you know, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit can just open up your eyes to something. It'd be like, wow, oh, man. And that's what I love about when I'm studying the Word of God, when I'm meditating on the Word of God, the Holy Spirit can just highlight things for you. It's like he just turned the light. It just come alive to you. And he began to show this, but I want you to know that you have a will. And when Jesus came on the earth, Jesus came to do the will of the Father. He said, "I didn't come to do my will, but I came to do the will of the Father." And that's the way Jesus lived. He said, "I came that you would have life, that you would have it more abundantly." Jesus came. Jesus yielded his will over to the Father. And that's what, as a born-again believer, that's what we do. We yield our will over. We humble ourselves. We will to let God do what he want in us. In Hebrews 10:7-10, he said, "I come to do your will." That's what Jesus did. Jesus didn't come to do his will. He come to do the will of the Father. But he also was an example to you and I. If we yield our will over to God by doing what he wants us to do, we can experience a more joyful life, a more victorious life. Yes, we can. But like I said, you got to really get this thing selling you. You know, the choices you make is because you will to do that. And I'm telling you, when I came into the knowledge and the revelation, the understanding that God don't make and do nothing, but I choose to do it. I didn't like it. I even told the Lord, I said, "I wish I had never had a will." Your will, you know, is part of your soul, your mind, will, and your emotion. Your will direct your emotions. That's right. And I'm telling you, will a direct, I'm telling you, once you come into this knowledge, if I want to live right, I can live right. First, if you will to live right, God's going to help you. You know, a lot of times people say, "Well, God will is difficult." No, it's not. It's only difficult because of lack of knowledge and lack of understanding. You have a will, you know. If you choose not to go to, you know, just like a person that get up every morning to go to work, you will to go to work. And by you will to go to work, you get up and prepare yourself and do the necessary thing, what you need to do so you can get there. And once you get there, you will to do according to that job what requires you. And guess what? You get it done. Stop letting the enemy make you think, oh, it must not be God's will for me to live right. It must not be God's will for me not to have. No. You missing a link, and that's what I want to talk about. And if you have your Bibles, go to Matthew 8. You're missing a link, and the link is you don't know and understand the love of God. How long have we have read St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He wasn't talking about the trees and all. He talking about the people in the world. Y'all, God loved us so much that he gave us a will. He don't want to force us to. That's the love of God right there. Even though he created you and I, he gave us a will that we can choose to come to him or not. James, the fourth chapter, he said, if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. God ain't going to force you to live right. God ain't going to force you to read your Bible. He ain't going to force you to do it. You got to will. But if you will, he will enable you and empower you with what you need to do the necessary thing that he wants you to do. I'm telling you, when you get that in you, it'll set you free. It's just like when people on drugs and alcohol, what it do, it weaken their will. And then it'll start dominating them. It'll weaken your will that, you know, what alcohol and drugs will do to you. You can't really think like you're supposed to think. You find yourself doing things because it break your will down. It weaken it. You know, but I'm telling you, God gave us a will. And like I said, he created us as free modern agents, and we is completely in charge. You are completely in charge of your will. So-and-so made me do this. No, they didn't. You yield your will over to do what they want you to do. You didn't have to do it. Now, you know, that's the thing that I learned. When you find out how God created you, you understand the power of your will, and you find out that you have totally, completely charge of your will, you know. The devil made me do it. You know, that's what Flip Wilson, you said, the devil made me do it. The devil didn't make Flip Wilson do nothing. He yielded his will over to the thought. Or what the devil was saying to him, but the devil didn't make him do it. But my thing is, Jesus went, like I said, Jesus yield his will over to the Father. Remember he told Mary the one, don't you, when he got missing, he said, don't y'all know I must be about my Father's business? Jesus totally committed and yielded his will over to do the Father's will. And guess what? He was the example that you and I can do the same thing. That's why the Bible said that he that come to God, Jesus, he that come, I would no wise resist him or cast him. If you will to come to God, God, guess what? God will hear you, but God ain't going to force you to come to him. When the Lord get ready, he'll save me. God been ready to save you from day one. You never too young to get saved. I used to hear people say, well, you need to wait till you get about 16 or 17 when you really come into knowledge. You're going to church right now. You ain't ready to get saved. You know, I hear a lot of stuff, and what that did, that caused me not to yield my will over to God at an early age because some were telling me I was too young to get saved. That wasn't scripture, but, you know, but it came from people that I thought was, you know, really had a relationship with God, you know. And then when I would read the Bible with my grandmother, I started reading things, and it wasn't agreeing with what some people told me about God. And I got kind of confused because at first my confidence was more in these people older than me. But as I began to read the Bible, I began to find out they didn't know the God of the Bible. They didn't have a relationship with the God of the Bible. But like I said, Jesus lived his life, but he lived by God's will. And every born-again believer is supposed to do the same thing. But like I said, he said in John 10:10, I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. And there too again, whatever God said, I ask you and I to do in his written word, guess what? If you yield your will, if you choose to, you can do it. God will enable you. The Bible said God worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You can do it. Okay, let me, I'm in Matthew 8 chapter. This is what really blessed me, and this is what I want to really, I'm going to really talk about this tonight, the love of God. And I'm telling you, I'm asking God for me personal. I'm asking God to reveal his love to me even the more. A lot of people are missing it when it comes down to the will of God because they don't know the love of God. In Matthew, the 8th chapter, I'm reading from the King James Version. He said, when he was come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thy will, thou can make me clean. If thy will. What I want to show you, here was a man that missed Jesus. He came up to him and said, Master, I know that you can heal me if you will. He believed in Jesus' power, but not his love. Do you not know a lot of people believe in the power of God, the power of Jesus, but not the love of God, not the love of Jesus? Even though that they done read St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And this is what this leper did. He believed in the power of Jesus, but not the love of Jesus. And that's why you got a lot of people is stuck in life. You got some Christian. They is struggling with life because they don't have a knowledge and a revelation of God's love. And Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name, those that have tuned into the broadcast, I pray that you will reveal to all of us, give us a greater, give us not only the knowledge, and but give us the reveal to, give us a revelation and an understanding of your love for humanity, for us. But for each one, I'm telling you, this is so important. And this what, like I said, this what got my attention. He believed in the power, and he had faith in the power of Jesus, but not his love. Come on now. And a lot of people, you just don't believe God loves you. You think you done did so much, missed it so many times. Ain't no way God can love me. That's why some people cannot receive healing from God or deliverance from God, because they believe in his power, but they don't believe in his love for them. You need to know that God loves you, the one that created you. You see, people, listen, God loves all humanity, but what it is, God hates sin. The Bible tells us in Isaiah, sin can separate us from God. God didn't stop loving Adam and Eve when they sinned, but they sinned caused God to separate himself from them because they rebelled against what God told them not to do. Rebellion means you know what the will of God, but you choose an act of your will not to do what God say do. And that's what come between us and God. Because he, like I said, as being free modern age, God gave us a will. You can if you want to. You don't have to if you don't want to. And that's what some people struggling with. They mad at God. Now, according to Romans, the first chapter, a reprobated mind is a person that is against God. Some of them go for it, they hate God. They're against everything that God say do, so they choose to do it their way. And God will let you do it. Paul even said, I don't want to get, he said, I know that the Romans love God, but instead of submit to God's way of righteousness, they choose to go about and establish their own. Well, as an act of their will, if they choose not to know God, well, God's going to let you do what you want to do. But God loves everybody. It's the thing that people don't understand. God hates sin. He hates sin. Because God knows what sin do to humanity. He know what sin will do to us. And the Holy Spirit want to bring us into the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation of what sin will do to us. And like I said, a lot of people feel, you know, not being saved is freedom. No, it's not. By you not being saved, you open to Satan. You open it, open to the, and he bring those strongholds. He have you to do all kind of crazy stuff. Read Romans, the first chapter, in its entirety, and you'll find yourself doing things that you would never thought you would do. When we, you know, when I was hooked on, you know, with marijuana and drink, I never thought I would do that. But that's what sin does. You own yourself up for demonic activities. You own yourself up to be influenced by the devil, and you find yourself yielding your will over and doing things you would normally do, and that's what happens. That's the danger of not maintaining or building on the knowledge that you know of God. And a lot of people don't realize this. You know, a lot of people think that God just going to automatically. No, he ain't going to automatically do nothing. He gave you a will. Why my husband left me? Why this that? Why? You want to blame God, and it's not his fault. You have a will. That's why it's so important, the decision we make. We need to think about it. Because decision, the choice we make cause consequences. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, let me go back to this, because like I said, he believed in the power of Jesus, but not his love. How many people are struggling with the love of God today? They believe God can do anything, but they don't believe that God loved them. They have limit God based upon not knowing he loved them. Everything that Jesus did, it was because of love, because of the will of the Father, and God manifests himself through Jesus, the love of God. Jesus was so compassionate. How many people came to Jesus believing and expecting him to do that he didn't do? He healed folk. It was the love of God. That was God's love in action. And I want you to know, Paul got a revelation. He came in none of the not, but to understand. That he said, what can separate me from the love of God? That's what he said. What can separate me from the love of God? And so many people, the enemy got them believing that you do this here, God ain't going to love you no more. No. In Romans, the 8th chapter, and Paul said, I think it's the 35th. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or danger, or sword? He was letting you know nothing. Even if you stop serving God, if you say you don't want to serve, God still loves you. And this was sometimes the enemy used it to try to keep people from crying out to God or coming to God. Oh, he don't love you. You done sinned too much. God don't want to have nothing to do with you. You done sinned too much. You've been living wrong all your life. You done lived a rough life. And that's why some people don't come to God. But they don't know and understand that God loves them. You came from God. We came from God. And that's why I love this revelation that Paul got. And Paul was going through some things. And he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation. Let me read it from another translation. And I'm telling you, this is so important. You need to know that God still loves you. But Prophet Miller, you just don't know. I done blowed it. Oh, how many times Ann Miller done blowed it? You see, we all have the things of God. It's a process. Your relationship with God, it's a process. You ain't gonna get there overnight. But Paul was saying, and I'm reading, he was saying, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or persecuted or hungry or cold in danger or threatened with death? Even the scripture said, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despise all of these things, overwhelmed victorious hour through Christ who love us. And I am convinced. This is what Paul said. I am convinced. And see, Paul got some not only knowledge, he got understanding and revelation of not only who Christ was, but who the Godhead was, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It was a reality. It was made real to him. And as we prayed to him, God revealed your love to us. Because I'm telling you, that's what stands between a lot of people from not receiving from God. They believe in the power of God. They believe in the power of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, but they don't believe in the love. That's the missing link. Do you really, truly believe that God loves you? And this what this leper, he believed in the power. He missed, you know, he said, if you will. See, he know that Jesus had the power and the authority to heal him. But he said, if you will. But he didn't know that Jesus loved him. Everything God do for you, man, it's because God loves us, y'all. But you got to realize God hates sin. He loved the individual. Some homosexuals believe that God don't love them. Some lesbians believe, listen, God loved them, but he hates sin. He hates their lifestyle. And because of Jesus' redemption work, God is not going to accept sin. God don't accept nobody's lifestyle. The lifestyle of sin, God will not accept it. Because he done made it possible that you do not have to live a lifestyle of sin. You can live a righteous life. You can live a clean life. You can be set free. He's not going to accept it. And see, even though whosoever will come to me, he said, I would know why reject them. If you come to God and ask him to forgive you and believe in the finishing word, like I said, Jesus is sin bearer. Jesus' blood made atonement for you and I. I mean eternal atonement. We ain't got to keep going through it. He did it once and for all. You can be set free. Do you not know a drug addict, a person addicted to drugs can be set free? A man that have a lustful spirit can be set free? A prostitute can be set free? Whatever you addicted to or whatever you feel that you can, God loves you enough to deliver, but he's not going to override or violate your will. You got to come to him and let him know, Lord, I need some help. You know what I found out about sin when I was addicted? And then, you know, some people say you can't get addicted to marijuana. Well, Prophet Miller did. Sin. When I had that sin nature, I didn't want to. I was just like Paul. When I wanted to do good, I just couldn't do it. But I found out when I came to Jesus, as I was, and I began to believe on, thank God for Jim Baker, through PTL Club, when I came and I humbled myself that night, and he led me in the center of prayer, and I prayed. I said, I do believe Jesus, the Son of God. I believe, Jesus, you died for Ann's sins. Forgive me. Come into my life, Jesus. I don't want to do marijuana no more. I don't want to live a sinful life no more. I want to be set free. Do you not know that Monday? I remember it was on a Monday night. Do you not know I got free? I got set free from sin. Sin lost its power. It gripped off of me. That was the love of God. And God ain't never brought back up and remind me. Now the enemy tried to remind me of sin, but God don't do that. And that's why I said, anybody know Paul? Paul said in one of his, he said, I was the chief of sin. I was the chief sinner. I did it all. He did it. He was a murderer. Even when he got delivered on his way to the mountain, do you not know he was on his way to kill some most Christians? But he thought he was doing the will of God. Sin had blind him, and that's what sin do. Sin done blind a lot of people to the love of God. God loves you. But what's standing between you and your deliverance is your will and you and your belief. You got to know he loves you. In Hebrews, he said, he that come to God must believe that God is. God loves you. That's why sometimes, the enemy have saints, and we as saints, we got to really mature in the things of God. We got to grow in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus. The more knowledge, the more information you get about God, and as the Holy Spirit reveal and bring the revelation, you grow. But when I hear, Christians, I hate so-and-so. They going to hell. Listen, do you not know it ain't God's will for nobody to go to hell? But now if you go to hell, that was an act of your will. That was your choice. You didn't have to go. God didn't send you to hell. You yield your will over to go to hell. Oh, yeah, this tight, but it's right. And that's why I want to show you, like I said, he came to him and said, Master, I know you can heal me. He said, Lord, I know you can heal me if thou will. And what Jesus said, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. Because he loved him. And guess what? You think Jesus, a God, loved this leper person more? Do you not know a lot of people? And I done had people that come to me and say, Prophet Miller, pray for me. Pray and pray and ask God if his will to heal me. Let me tell you something. Whatever sickness or disease that have attacked your body, you need to know that God loves you so much, he wants you to be free of it. Yes, he do. Now, so is it. Well, if it were God with me to heal while I'm not here, you know what's healing to you? Knowledge and revelation. First off, do you have the knowledge to know? Isaiah 53:5, Matthew 8:17, do you not know what the will of God is? Do you know how much God loves you? Now, if you've been born again, God is your father. But if you're a sinner, he's not your father. You out of line. The devil is your father. But if you've been born again, I was listening at this minister. We're talking about the love of God. He really blessed me. Pastor Artie Gaston out of Pageland, Safe Word Ministry. And I think he did about a series on the love of God. I don't know if you can bring it. It can be brought up. But he did an awesome teaching on the love of God. But I sense in my spirit somebody is tuned into the, and you don't know. You don't believe that God loves you. The enemy got you believing that God don't love you. The enemy got you believing that God have put you in a predicament. No, he did. You made the wrong choices. That was the act of your will. And I'm telling you, our will, and I put it in my notes for tonight, your will is the strongest force in the human. That's the strongest thing about all of our will. And God will not violate your will. Even this leprosy, he knew. He knew that Jesus had the power to heal him. But it was according if Jesus willed to hear him. But like I said, he was missing out on Jesus' love. And he spoke in unbelief because he didn't know that Jesus loved him. And everything Christ did, he did it. It was his compassion, his love for us. Everything God did because his God loved us. I'm telling you, the will, and like I said, Jesus operated. He yielded his will totally over to the Father. And that's why he said, I didn't come to do my will. I came to do his will. Come on now. And like I said, you need to know that God loves you. Whatever predicament, whatever situation you're dealing with, God wants you free just as much as you want to be free. But he is not going to override your will. That's why that God talked to everybody. Oh, yes, he do. God talked to sinners, too. Come on, somebody. Remember when Judas betrayed Jesus? Jesus knew it was Judas. When Judas came up to Jesus and kissed him, Jesus know it was him. He know he was going to do it. He still loved it, Judas. Remember when Peter denied him three times? He even told Peter, he said, Peter, Satan desired to sift you as wheat, but I pray that your faith don't fail you. Come on now. What I'm talking about your will, but I'm also talking about the love of God. God wants you to know I love you. But I need you to humble yourself by yielding your will and come and ask for help. Remember the disciples when Jesus was walking on the water? And Peter saw it, and Peter said, Lord, if you bid me to come, Peter had enough faith to get out the boat. I don't know about that one now. Peter had enough faith to get out the boat and walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. And he began to say, Master, save me. Jesus quickly came to Peter's aid. And I'm telling you, God want me to tell you, I love you, but what's standing between me and you is your will. That's why the Bible said the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And not having a knowledge and a revelation of how much God loves you, keep you from coming to God. I'm too bad. I don't sin too much. I know God don't want to have nothing to do with me. I was studying the other week and I ran into this, he said it can't have a light. This one, the man went out and he hired different people at different hours to do work. He hired them at certain time of the day. But he told him he'd pay all of them the same thing. And he was saying how the last didn't work as long as the ones that got their fruit, but they got the same thing. He was talking about salvation. God don't love you no more than he loved apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. The difference is they yield, they will, they humble themselves, and they came to the Lord, and they asked him for help. Remember the man that went to the Lord and said, Lord, be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. Yield your will over to God. Stop trying to be so, your will so strong. Well, if he want me saved, he just got to save me. No, 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 no. It don't work that way. That's a lie from the devil. I'm telling you, a lot of people don't understand the power of your will. And I'm telling you, our will stand in the way of God doing what he want to do. Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit is the one that when the Father speaks, Son, David speaks, the Holy Spirit is the one that do the work. But he can't do it without we yielding our will. Come on now. This here help you. Yield your will over to him. And a lot of times people say, well, God just got to break my will. No, 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 God don't work that way. No, no, no. We have to yield our will over to him. And when we yield our will over to him, he'll do it. But I want, I'm being repetitious because, like I said, this really blessed me. This man, and when I seen it, this is what the Lord, that's what I'm talking about. So many people believe in the power of God, but not his love. Ain't that something? Well, it must have been God's will. That's why they died. Because if it would have been God's will, they would have been here. No, 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 no. See, the thing I had to learn, and you need to know this. You never know what people faith at when it comes to healing. It's a two-way thing. You don't know what people saying to God. Some of them when pain is in their body or either pain increasing their body, you don't know. I don't have no control over nobody's will. As a prophet, as a believer, I have children, I have grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren, praise God. But guess what? God ain't going to override their will. He's not going. And when I found that out, it really took the stress, because I found myself getting stressed out because I did not know. I'll be praying, God, why won't you do something for them? And God said, I'm not going to override their will, Ann. They have a will. You mean to tell me you don't? And see, for years I thought that God would violate people's will, but he won't. God ain't going to violate your will. You got to yield your will over to him. Oh, this is good. I'm telling you, yes, God loves you. God wants you free. He wants your whole family free. People say, well, if it were God's will, our marriage would have worked. Really? If God wills me to get saved, he said it's will. It's God's will that all men come to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. But there too again, do you will to be saved? Stop letting the enemy have you to believe. Being saved put you in bondage. No, it don't. Being a sinner put you in bondage. You come to be a slave to sin. You start in one sin and you go to another degree. You keep going and going until strongholds come in your life. All kind of things happen. But I'm telling you, he loves you. He loves you. Everybody. It was the love of God being manifest through Jesus that caused him to heal. Remember when Mary and Martha, when they suffered Jesus and Lazarus sick and he wound up dying, and when Jesus did show up, they was offended at Jesus. They know that Jesus had, and they said he was your friend. They were friends, Lazarus and Mary and Martha and Jesus and them, they was friends. But they got offended with Jesus. And I had to learn, and I'm still learning. That's why I pray, God, give all of us a revelation and a knowledge and a revelation of your love, because God loves you. And I'm telling you, the moment you get on armor yourself and say, Lord, here I am. Forgive me. I'm a sinner, or whatever you done did. God will help you. That's why forgiveness is so powerful. Forgiveness is an act of your will. It ain't God forcing you. Now, God will tell you, be forgiven even as God for Christ's sake forgave you. But God ain't going to force and make you forgive nobody. It's an act of your will. The Bible tells us faith is an act of my will. I choose to believe what God say. I choose to trust what he say. And like I said, with this leprosy, he had faith, and he believed in the power of Jesus. But it was a missing. He didn't know that Jesus loved it here. And I'm telling you, know that God loves you. Know that he wants you free. I guarantee you, if you start just meditating on that, God loves me. God wants me free. God want to help me. But I got the will. I got to yield my will. I got to allow him to help me. Just like what I never give when the Lord revelated to me, he said, and he said, the devil can't do no more than you allow him to do. He said, you give him the permission. Wait a minute, Lord, come on here. When that knowledge and the understanding that came to me, submit to God and resist the devil and he'll flee, you don't see nowhere in the Bible God told us to fight the devil. Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. But he don't tell us to fight the devil. He tell us to resist the devil. He tell us to bind him. But he don't tell us to fight it. But see, lack of knowledge. You think God get a thrill out of you struggling and in bondage? You think that God get a thrill of seeing you crying yourself to sleep? I used to do that because I didn't have knowledge of the love of God. I didn't have knowledge of the laws and principles of God. And I would be begging and pleading with God. And all of my begging and pleading with God, I didn't get anywhere with the Lord. I did not, It wasn't a reality to me how much God loved me. I didn't know it was my will standing between me and what was hindering God from doing. Come on, Jesus, but you got the will. If he tell you to forgive, you, it's an act of your will. You do it by faith. You don't do it because you feel like it. And you got a lot of people, they allow their emotion, they lay by their emotion. No. Do you not know? Most of the TV now, they have a remote, right? I remember when you had to walk up to the TV and turn the knob to change the station and turn the volume up and down. But most of the TV have a remote. Do you not know you control that TV with the remote? Well, do you not know God gave you and I the authority? When it come down to our, God never intended for our emotion to dominate us. The dominating factor in all of us is our will. We can cause our mind to line up with our will. We can cause our emotion. God intended for us to control our emotions. A lot of people trying to serve God with that. I feel like serving God today. I feel like I'm saved. I feel like I'm here. This way you do it. If you get a knowledge and a revelation, first of all, God love you. And a loving father don't want to see his child sick. I have children, and like I said, I'm a grandmother. And when my children were growing up, What hurted me the most when I know that I couldn't provide for my children like I wanted to, some of the things they wanted, I couldn't provide. That hurted me. But my Heavenly Father, when I came into that knowledge, when I came in that, and God love you, and God grace you and give you what you need to provide for your children, because you and your children is his children. When I came into that knowledge and that revelation, the reality that kicked in, y'all, it changed my life. You that experienced and I got an evil report from the know that God loves you. And God made it possible that you can be healed. Listen, let me go to Isaiah 53 and 5. I'm coming in. But I want you to, when we go off the air this evening, I want you to meditate on that. I really want you to really take some time and meditate on God loves me. Whatever you're dealing with, God love me. This ain't God's will for me. God want me free. I don't want you to meditate on the power of God. Because like I said, this leprosy, he believed in the power of Jesus, but not the love of Jesus. Isaiah 53 and 5. He said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement, our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Matthew 8, somebody right now, and you all scratched out, and some of you don't believe that it's God's will for you to pay your bills. You get mad at God because your bill ain't paid, and it's God's will for you to bill to be paid. But guess what you do? Money come to you. You're not using your money wisely. Come on, somebody. Matthew 8 and 17. No, 16. It says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils and cast out the spirit with his word, healed all that was sick. He healed them because he loved them. Y'all, the love of God will heal you. The love of God will provide for you. The love of God will strengthen you. Come on, somebody. The love of God will give you hope. I'm telling you. I want you to think about how much God loves you. He said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bared our sickness. Just going back to what we read in Isaiah, he said he healed all of them. They were possessed with devil. He cast out them spirit with his word, and he healed. It was because he loved them. He loved them. God love you. Meditate on, God, you love me. Because some of you, all you matter, you look, yeah, God got the power. You believe in the power of God, but you don't believe that he loves you. Come on. That's a good word. Good word. Good word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm meditating on the love of God myself, even the more. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves you and I. And I'm telling you, God loves us. And he wants you to know he loves you too. I want you to see this because, see, you need to know that where the word of God is the will of God. Hallelujah. You need to know that. You need to know that. You need to know that the will of God, God loves you. God wants you healed. He wants you well. 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, the 24th verse, it says, who his own self bared our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whom scribe ye were healed. If you are healed, then you were healed. That means it's God's will. And I'm telling you, God wants you well. God wants your marriage to be well. He wants your relationship to be well. He wants parents to get along with their children. He wants families to get along. God loves you. Stop letting the enemy tell you God don't love you because of what you did. See, the enemy ain't gonna never tell you he influenced you to do what you did wrong. He don't tell you that part. But he'll try to get you to believe because of what you did, God don't love you. But I'm here today as a spokesman for the Father. He said, tell them I love them, but I will not violate their will. They got to yield their will over to me. They got to say, God, I will that you help me. I want you to help me. Father, forgive me. And if you do that, he'll do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for this broadcast. I give you praise. I give you honor. I thank you, Father, for revealing to us tonight through your word that you love us. I thank you for everyone that tuned into the broadcast. I thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding to them to let them know through your word this evening that you love them. And Father, you said, whosoever come to you, you will no wise cast them out. You will not resist them. But if they come to you and yield they self and say, Father, have mercy, or Father, help me, whatever your word telling me to do, I will to do it. Father, that you will manifest yourself to them. You will empower with them and enable them to do what needs to be done. Even if they are sinner. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I trust and pray that you enjoy the rest of your day. But remember, meditate on how much God loves you. Meditate on how much God loves you.